Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is good and his mercies endures forever. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Praise be the name of the Lord. Welcome to day two of securing your word for manifestation. This is a leading of God for everyone who has a word from God, and for those believing for a word from God, how to steward it, what to do, to tarry, is it to tarry in prayers, is it to hold on to your word? But what you do not do with your word is to sit on it and not do anything with it. Praise be the name of the Lord. And here the Holy Spirit is teaching us how to secure your word to manifest. Because the manifestation of your word will make us disciples. The manifestation of your word will make us have proof that we are truly serving God. The manifestation of God's word upon our lives, in our lives, the word that God has given us, its manifestation in our life is a proof that we are yielding fruit. Because the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning is day two, because it's the second day in the month of March. Happy, happy new month once again. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to pray before we get into the word. I want us to pray this morning. And I want us to pray using the scripture in Proverbs. The scripture in Proverbs. I want us to pray using the scripture in Proverbs. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't know what is wrong with them. The internet this morning. But I know that God is in control. Praise be the name of the Lord. Let us pray using Proverbs. I'm trying to to see if I'm doing it right. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to return back. Let us pray. It's not going. Let us pray. Praise be the name of the Lord. I need to switch off this fan so that it will not disrupt us. Father Lord, what's going on? I hope you're all hearing me. Something is wrong with my I'm back. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to pray using the scripture in the book of Proverbs. Let me switch up the fan so that we can all hear me. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. We know the scripture. It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and it will direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. We shall be praying, Lord, give me capacity. Lord, give me capacity. Give me divine capacity. Hey, Lord, give me divine capacity to trust and obey you. To trust and to obey you. To trust and to obey you. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. To trust and to obey you. Open your mouth and pray. Father, give me divine capacity to trust and to obey you. Lord, give me divine capacity to trust you, Lord, and to obey you. Because we are here today to talk about securing your word for manifestation. Without trust, without obedience, without trust and obedience in the word of God that is given to us, we cannot fully manifest it. We cannot fully carry out every instruction that there is. So this prayer we are praying is needed in securing our word for manifestation. Everlasting Father, King of Glory, I ask, O Lord, that you give me capacity to trust and to obey you. Whatever your word says is what I will take. Whatever instruction that comes with your word is what I will stand by, is what I will run through, is what I will steward. Lord, I am asking for capacity to trust and obey you. I will not trust in what I see, because what I see is only temporal. I will trust you, and my eyes shall be open to what is eternal. Open my eyes, O Lord, to trust you, to do the things that will show that I trust you, to do the things, to be obedient to the things that you have called me to, to do according to your word. Open your mouth and begin to decree. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I decree and declare. The spirit of obedience is upon me. I decree and I declare. The spirit of trust is upon me. I will trust because your word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways I will acknowledge you, Lord. Ye kabure ke baraka sendere de ke bure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Ye kabure ke barada da da kasendere de ke bure ke baraka sanda da da da. Barada da 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 da. Ye kabure ke baraka sendere de ke bure ke baraka sanda da da da. Ye kasanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da da da. Are you praying? Pray in heavenly language. Pray in an unknown tongue so that you can eat the target. Baraka sendere de ke bure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke barada da da da. Ye kasendere de 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 de. Baraka sendere de ke bure ke baraka sanda da da. Kabule ke barada da da da. Ye kasanda da da kabule ke barada da da. Ye kasinde de de de. Baraka sinde de de ke bure ke baraka sanda da da kabule ke barada kasinde de de de. Baba 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 baba. Baraka de de ke bure ke baraka sinde de de ke bure ke baraka sanda da da. Zende de 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 de. Ye kabule ke baraka sinde de de ke bure ke baraka
kasanda da kabure ke bara da 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 ye kasanda da da kabure ke bara kasanda da 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 ye kabure ke ba 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 bara kasinde de de ke bure ke bara kasanda da da kabure ke bara kasanda da da da. We are praying for trust. We are praying for capacity to trust God, to trust and obey God. And our prayer focus is the scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That is what the scripture says, that when we trust him, when we trust God, when we trust God, he will direct our path. When we trust God, he will direct our path. When we trust God, the instruction he gives us, he will even tell us what to do, where to go. He will even tell us what to do to make sure that those instructions we carry them. We answer them, we do everything to the latter. Father Lord, I decree and I declare that I will trust you. I decree and I declare that I will trust you. I will obey you no matter what. Welcome, Brother Samson. We are praying for capacity to trust and obey God. And our scripture is taken from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You and I know that to secure our word for manifestation, trust is important. Trust is important. And to secure our word for manifestation, obedience to the word is important. Father Lord, we are asking for capacity to trust and to obey you, capacity to trust and to obey your word. When your word comes, oh Lord, when your word comes to us, oh Lord, as your word has been spoken to us, oh Lord, we will hold on to it. We will trust. We will obey everything that you say we should do. We will obey everything that you say we should do. Father Lord, I know in scriptures, you know in scripture that there's a part of the scripture that says that the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. That gives life. That the spirit behind every word of God that he gives us. Father Lord, we pray this morning that you open my eyes to the spirit behind every letter. Open my eyes to the spirit behind every letter of your word released to me. That I may be able to see beyond the letters. That I will be able to see beyond the letters. Can you hear me, Brother Samson? If you can hear me, just please throw me an emoji. Open my eyes, O Lord, to see the spirit behind your word, to see the spirit behind the letters of your word, because the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. When I see your word by your spirit, when I see the word by the spirit behind the word, I will trust the word, I will obey the word. I will trust the word, I will obey the word. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da ka ye kabure ke baraka sinde de de de. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da ka ye kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Zende de de kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 kabure ke baraka sinde de de de. Ye kababa ba 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 baraka sinde de de kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka da da da. Zende de de kabure ke baraka sinde de de kabure ke baraka sanda da da. Thank you, sir. I can see that you hear me. Baraka sinde de de kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Pray with an unknown tongue. You told that you can eat the target in prayer. Baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da da da. Pray prayer to be robed with trust, divine trust from heaven, divine obedience to envelope us. That there's nothing we can do for the world. There is absolutely nothing that we cannot do for the world. Baraka sinde de kabure ke baraka sanda da da kaba. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabu. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da da da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da da da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baba ba baraka sanda da 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 ba 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 baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da da da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da da kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Ye kabure ke baraka sanda da 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 da. Ye kabaraka sanda da da kabure ke I ask, oh Lord, for divine trust and obedience, the capacity to trust you, the capacity to obey you. I want to be able to do whatever it takes to see your word manifest, whatever it takes to see the word manifest, whatever it takes, oh Lord, give me, oh Lord, the capacity to trust, to obey you, to trust and to obey you, to trust and to obey you, to trust and to obey you. We are praying. You need to open your mouth and pray, because truly our life depends on trusting God. Our life depends on obedience to his word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. What it means by acknowledge, as it be obedience to his instructions. Be obedience to his instructions. Acknowledge his instructions. Do his instructions. See what his instructions well. And what you will get is that he will direct your path. Jehovah, our Father, Kirishore himself, our dear Lord, our dear God, he would even give us expo. When we trust him, when we trust him. You know what? Abraham trusts God. Abraham was obedient to the latter. And his trust and obedience to God was counted to him as righteousness. So our trust in God is counted to us as righteousness. Our obedience to his instruction is counted to us as righteousness. What if Moses did not obey God when he met God at that burning bush? What if he did not obey God and go to Egypt to bring out the children of Israel after 430 years of bondage? You see what obedience can do. Obedience can bring us out of bondage. Do you see what obedience can do? Obedience will make our names written in the sand of time. Obedience will make us friend of God. Because of obedience, Abraham became the friend of God. And even God was saying, will I destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and not tell my friend Abraham? When we trust and obey God, he will lay to us, he will give us treasures, treasures, treasures. He would open to us the treasures of heaven. When we trust and obey God, there will be no limits, no boundaries. There will be no limits for us. There will be no boundaries for us. So I need you to open your mouth and to pray for capacity. Because it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Lord, I need your divine capacity to be able to trust you at all time. I do not want to be moved by what I see, because what I see is temporal. I want to be moved by your promises, because they are all eternal. Yekabore kebara kasindede kebore kebara da 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 da
Father, Lord, thank you. Thank you for capacity to trust you. Thank you for capacity to be obedient to your word. Eshiunsa. 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 Akivishuri Eshi. The one who was anointed to do good, thank you. Thank you, Lord. The one whose ministry is good doing, thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you for capacity to trust and to obey. In the supreme and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. I will trust in you, Lord. I will be obedient to your instructions. I need you to make that covenant with the Father. To make that pact with God. As we round off this prayer session. I will trust you, Lord. I will trust you. I will obey you, Lord. I will obey you. Make that declaration. I will trust you, Lord. I will trust you. I will obey you, Lord. I will obey you. Because as we say it with all intent, with the intent of our heart, there is a spirit that is being released that backs it up. Because like you know, our Father sees the inside of us. And it will give us an enablement to be able to trust Him. To trust Him. To trust Him. And to do whatever. I need you to let that sink. To do whatever it takes. To see the word manifest in our lives. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Good morning, Brother Samson. Good morning. Thank you so much, sir, for showing up. I appreciate you. The Lord bless you and the Lord reward you for showing up. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Yesterday we began the discussion, I mean the teaching, yeah, on securing your word for manifestation. And yesterday I didn't even have a title, but abiding is the title really. Abiding is the title really. And yesterday I told us. That have we ever wondered why we still have prayer requests and prayer points, even when the word of God has been given to us that we should run with? You understand? The Lord has given us a word. And it's our job to make sure that word comes to pass. By trusting, by obedience to the instructions that is backed up by the word. Because there is no word that there's nothing to do. There is no word that will come to us that there is nothing that there's nothing from our part to do to see its manifestation. Because you cannot just tell you that, okay, none shall be barren in the land. And you start believing it. You start believing the word. Okay, for example, the word of none shall be barren in the land has been released. And you hold on to that word, none shall be barren in the land. And you keep holding on to that word, that none shall be barren in the land. And for none to be barren in the land, are you not supposed to meet with your husband? Are you not supposed to meet with your wife? So there is something to do. So you can't just hold that word. God has given me the word. None shall be barren in the land. I will not be barren. I will not be barren. My wife will not be barren. I will see. I will carry my children. The husband too is proclaiming. And they now go and sleep. Even they sleep in different bedrooms. And they believe the word, none shall be barren in the land. Okay, after you believe the word, are you not supposed to walk through the word? To walk with the word? And meet with your spouse so that really none can be barren in the land.
Believing, securing a word for manifestation requires responsibility from our part. To secure our word for manifestation requires responsibility from our part. It requires responsibility on our part. We need to be responsible. Bishop Oyedepo will say that the faith that puts everything on God is an irresponsible faith. Because there is what to do. You walk the faith and you walk it. W-A-L-K and W-O-R-K. You walk the faith. So I told us, I said, why do we always have prayer focuses, prayer requests, when God has given us a word? Because in reality, we are supposed to just put those prayer requests and prayer focuses aside and focus on the word. Because when we focus on the word, when we do everything that the word instructs us to do, you see everything, it will answer. That prayer focus that we are talking about, the answer is there. The answer is in that word that we've received. Because it's an eye-opener for me too. Because I didn't know this. I just know this too yesterday. Pikilori Tashima, why do we always... God gives us a word and we have... See, there's a word from God. We will run with it for the rest of our lives. It's not something that... Some word is not something that you run with for season. Yeah, that's some word for per seasons. But even after that season ends, you still need to believe and trust and obey in that word. Because once you drop that word, some things might begin to crash. So what you did with that word to come out of that season of life that we were, we need to hold it in our right hand and not in our left. I mean, we need to hold it in our left. I don't know that Yoruba adage, just say, just put it somewhere in your hand so that you will not use it to eat. When the Lord gives us a word, just put your prayer focus aside. Because, hey, my pastor would say that, see, when God gives us a word, God is not speaking into our past. He's speaking into our future. And this thing burns in my spirit like, it's like fire in my bones. See, the past is gone. When God releases a word, it is for what is coming. It is for the future. I've been giving trust and obey for the word for the month of March. Whatever it takes to trust Him to obey. And I prayed again. I've charried in His presence this morning. I will trust and will obey. So whatever else I've been believing God for, it's all encompassing. Can you see that it's all encompassing? It's all encompassing now. It's like my prayers have already been answered. Because it said trust, obey. So every prayer focus that I have, the word has already said trust. I'm going to do it. But there is something that you need to do before I do it. You need to obey now. He said the things that God asks us to do, they are not really grievous. God's words are really, they are concise. They are not ambiguous. Because like we pray that there is a spirit behind every word. And the letter kills where the spirit gives life. All it's just for us to be in tune. In our spirit with the word that gives life. There is a spirit behind every word. And we must be, I'm trying to write this down, sorry, because I don't want to forget. There is a spirit behind every word of God. And we must be aligned in spirit. We must be aligned in spirit. There is a spirit behind every word of God, and we must be aligned in spirit as well. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Hallelujah. So yesterday again, I told us that the word changes us from the inside. From the inside out, Ni. Because when we receive the word, there's something that there's an awakening inside of us. It first of all renews our mind from the inside, because in Romans they renew your mind. When our minds are renewed, that is when people start to see that there is a change in us, that there are changes in us. I told us that here's the thing. Every word given to us must go through the filter of God's spirit. Because like I said, there is a spirit behind the every word of God. That is why the Bible says the letter kills, where the spirit gives life. So until we see and put the word of God through the filter of God's spirit in us, as we align in spirit to produce his wisdom, to produce the wisdom of God throughout the world, to produce revelation, to produce knowledge. Because when we align with the spirit of God, then a revelation will come by the word. The wisdom of God will be seen by the word. Then a revelation will come by it. A revelation will come by it. The knowledge will come by it that, oh, this is what the word is saying. And I concluded yesterday I said there's something to do to see the word manifest. And the earlier we settle that, the better for us to be ready to manifest the word. God does not just, the word of God does not manifest to lazy people that cannot walk the word. So today, let me begin by telling you that the surest stability to manifesting the word of God to us is when we are abiding in God. That is the surest stability. The surest stability to manifesting God's word. To manifesting God's word to us is our abiding in him. That is the surest stability. Whenever we receive a word from God, the question of authority should not even come up. Because God's word is backed up with authority. When he gives us the word, he has given us power. God's words carry power. So when he releases his word to us, every word carries power. The word he gave me is trust and obey. It carries power, it carries authority. So whenever anything raises its ugly head, and whenever, because the devil will always come to contend with the word anyways. He knows he won't win, but he will just come anyways to try. So he just wants you to concede defeat. So when the devil comes to contend the word, I will say, ha, even if it happens like this, when something happens and goes the wrong way, goes the other way that it should have gone, I will say, even if it happens like this, I still trust you. That is the authority I am displaying. I'm displaying the authority that I have in the word. So the question of authority in the word should not even come to our mind, because authority comes with every word received. Every word received comes with authority. Because the word of God itself is authority. And whatever I see in this month, I would keep saying, I trust you, Lord. That is the authority in the word that I am standing on. That I trust you, Lord, regardless. And I will still obey you to the latter. Authority is in God's word to us. And the level of our obedience to the word will determine the level of the authority that it carries. Not even will determine the level of authority it carries, because the word of God has authority already. As in, I'm saying that the level of our obedience to the word of God will determine the authority we exhibit. Will determine the level of authority that we exhibit. To obey is to exhibit authority. To abide in the secret place of the Most High and be covered under the shadow of the Almighty is to display authority on our part of the earth. So the level of authority, the level of our obedience to the word will determine at the level of our authority, the level of authority we exhibit through our word. Authority is part of the word, is part of what makes the word produce for us. Hey! Aya kaburi di kibara kasanda da kabu ye kibara da kasanda da kaba. Holy Spirit, thank you. Authority is part. Is part of what makes the word manifest. Authority is part of what makes the word of God manifest for us. It's part of what makes the word produce for us. Because you know in the book of Luke, he said, I've given you power, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That was the word I got last year when I was so scared of doing my first call, the conference, to start the conference last year. I think it's in the Luke 10:19, I think, if I'm right, 19:10. 10:19. He says, he behold. And what really got me, what really calmed me down was the last part. He said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That was it for me. When I heard nothing shall by any means hurt you, I said, Father, thank you. I'm going to do this for your glory and for your glory alone. So authority is part of what makes the word of God produce for us. The authority we have in Christ, the authority we have, we portray, the authority that the devil, the enemy sees and back off and says, I can't contend with this word. Praise be the name of the Lord. Authority is seen when we obey God's word. Authority is visible when we align and abide in God. It is visible. When we display authority, authority is not hidden. It's not hidden. People see it. It's not something hidden. It's something so visible that people can see. So when we display authority in the world, when we display the authority in the world, people around us know. It sparks up something inside of us. And we speak, it shows in our speech, it shows in what we say, it shows in how we carry ourselves, it shows in what we do. See, God's word to us, first of all, transforms us. Then we show our authority, because his word to us means we have been authorized, and the manifestation of the word is the end product of what we see and then what men see. I will repeat myself. God's words to us, first of all, transforms us from the inside. Then it shows, then we show our authority. Because his word to us means we have been authorized. And the manifestation of the word is the end product that we see and that men see in us. The word of God to us carries authority. When God gives us, when the Father gives us a word, it means that we have been authorized to receive something. When God gives us a word, it means that we have been authorized. Something is happening in the spirit realm. Something is about to break forth. That is what the word stirs up. The word of God stirs up something in the spirit realm that is supposed to manifest. The word of God to us stirs up. Stirs up something in the spirit realm. That is supposed to manifest. That is what the word of God does. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is what the word of God does. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That is what the word of God does. Praise be the name of the Lord. So as I was saying, before we're cut off, I says the word of God, that God's word to us, first of all, transforms us. Then we show our, it shows in our authority, it shows in the way we talk. It shows in the things we do. We begin to exhibit authority. Because his word to us means that we have been authorized. And the manifestation of the word is the end product of what we see and what men see. That is the end product of what we see and what men see. And I said the word of God to us stirs up something in our spirit, in the spirit realm that is supposed to manifest. God's word stirs something in our spirit. Stirs up something in our spirit and pushes forth. For manifestation. Once a word is given to us, it begins to transform us immediately. It begins to transform us immediately. That is why it is important that we always abide in God, so that we don't just receive a word and we just think that it's a normal thing. See, it's not normal to have a word and to just sit on it and do nothing about it. It's not normal for a child of God to have a word from God and just let it just fly. It's not a normal thing. Once a word is given, it begins to transforms us immediately from the inside. God's words do not transform us from the outside. It first of all renews our mind, our thinking, our belief, our perspective. It renews our mind. It renews our thinking. God's words renews our belief. It renews our perspective. It pushes us from the inside to be doer of the word, to be a doer of the word received. See, the word of God received, God's word pushes us. God's word to us. God's word to us pushes us. Hey, God's word to us pushes us. Hey, I'm trying to write this down because I cannot forget this. God's word to us pushes us to be doers of the word. It pushes us to be doers of the word. Because once the word of God is released to us, it changes us. It transforms us. It changes our belief. It renews our mind. It changes our thinking. That I remember when Papa was there, Papa Bishop Oyedepo told us when he read that book about Spiritual Prosperity, I think, by Kenneth Hagin. And he jumped and said, "Whoo! I can never be poor." That is what the word of God does to us. That is what the word that he sends to us does to us. It makes us, it stirs up something inside of us. That makes us know that this thing, there is nothing impossible by the word. And until we get to that place where our spirit man aligns with the spirit of God, and our spirit aligns with the spirit behind the word that is given to us, then we are ready to manifest the word. Then we are ready to manifest the word. I need to write this down. We are ready to manifest the word. We are ready to manifest the word. I'm writing as I'm speaking. To manifest the word. When our spirit aligns with the spirit behind the word. With the spirit behind the word. As we abide in God, until then we are ready for the manifestation of our word. Because until then, we will now get up from our butt and want to do whatever it takes to see the word manifest. Because when our spirit aligns, it pushes us to be doer of the word and to see that this word must manifest in my life. I must see to it. I must do my part. I must see to it. I must do my part. I must trust God. I must obey every instruction so that I will see the manifestation of his word to me. They will begin to decree. They will begin to speak like that. It pushes us. God's word pushes us to trust and to obey him. The word of God pushes us to trust and to obey. See, a released word is a mandate to go produce it. Ah, a released word. A released word from God. Is a mandate to us. To go produce it. A released word from God is a mandate to us to go produce it. So there is no word that is not that cannot produce. Every word of God carries the seed of production. Every word of God germinates. Every word of God produces fruits. Like, we must do whatever it takes to align in the word of God, to see God's word manifest. Why is it important? Why am I still hammering on this abiding? Why is it important that we continually abide in God? It is important because in abiding, we live, we move, we have a being to see the word of God manifest in our life. That is so, it's simple. Without abiding, we are nothing. Without abiding, the devil will toss us to and fro. And we forget the word. Because we are quick to forget. When trials and tribulation comes, we forget what God told us. We forget the word. I know because I've experienced it. We forget the word. But as long as we keep abiding in Him, abiding in Him, abiding in Him, we continually, every time, remind Him of His word, that even if this happens, Lord, this is what Your word says. This is what Your word says. This is what Your word says. I will stand on the word. I will stand on the word. I will believe the word. Abiding in God is beneficial to us as believers. And it comes with a price. It comes at a price. And part of the price is that we abide. We keep. Part of the price is that in abiding, we are attentive and in tune with God's Spirit. Abiding in God is beneficial to us believers. It is for our own benefit. It's not for God's benefit. He is God all by Himself. Whether you believe the word, whether you walk with the word, whether He releases the word, He is still God. There is nothing you can do about it. There is nothing I can do about it. But to abide in God is for our own benefit. It doesn't benefit God. It benefits us because it is me that want to show forth that I am a son of God. Because the word is endlessly waiting for my manifestation. I want to be a disciple so bad. I want to show forth fruits. I want the world to know that there is a God in heaven that works miracles through me. By healing. Our abiding in God is beneficial to us. Because by abiding in Him, we are in tune with the Spirit of God. So every word He gives us, you know, when we abide in God, every word we receive will fall on good grounds. When we abide in God, every word released will fall on good grounds. When we abide in God, every word we receive will always fall on good grounds. Remember that the account in Matthew 13, 5-6. When the sower was sowing the seed, some fell on stony ground, some fell everywhere. Say the birds of the air, come, they eat it up. Some grill with tongues, with thighs. But the one that fell on good ground was the one that grew well. I need to get that scripture because I'm so excited about it. And I want to read it. Hallelujah. Matthew 13, 5 to 6. Da, 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 da. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If we even begin to read from chapter 1, from verses 1, Matthew 13, verses 1. Verse 1. It says then that same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it. I'm reading in NIV. That's what is opened in front of me right now. So that's what I'm making do of. And the crowds gathered around him that he sat into a boat and sat in it. While other people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables. This is a parable of the sower. A farmer went to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because it had no roots. It's a servant says, other seed fell among thorns, and which grew up and choked the plant. Still other fell on good soil, good ground, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whosoever has ears, let him hear. So when we abide in God, every word released to us, every word of God given to us falls on good grounds. Because we are attentive. We have been soaked in his presence. That we do not miss the word. We do not miss any word. Pay attention to me. Listen, eh? The manifestation of our word causes us to take deeper root in Christ. Because by it, we become disciples. We begin to look more like Christ. We begin to act like gods that we are on the earth. We produce fruits. That's the point I'm trying to make of the what I've been saying since. When the word of God manifests in us, it gives us, it makes us to have deeper roots in Christ. It makes us start looking at Christ. It makes us, disciples, because we begin to produce fruits. When God's word manifests, it causes us to take the parrot in Christ. We become disciples. Hallelujah, glory to God. We produce fruits by the manifestation of our word. And the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. We produce fruits by the manifestation of our word. And it also says that those who know their God, abide in God, shall do exploits. Exploits produce manifestation of the word. The manifestation of our word makes us disciples of Christ automatically. And those who abide see the manifestation of the word of God. Those who abide are those who see the manifestation of the word. Those who abide in God. Hey!
see the manifestation of the word. Father, thank you. Those who abide, see the manifestation of the word of God. Because no matter the storms, even when the storm rages, even when challenges and tribulation comes, they abide under the secret place of the Most High. They stay glued to the Father, believing, trusting, and obeying that the word will work, that the word will produce fruits, that the word will manifest. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for day two of securing your word for manifestation. That, Lord, you have proven yourself again and again. That you are the giver of every word. And by you, by partnering with you, our word manifests. Father, Lord, thank you for the capacity to trust and to obey you as we have prayed when we began. So that we will bring forth fruits and our manifestation of the word will abide, will remain, and you cause us to become disciples and we will look like you and we'll become gods on the earth. Just as you have intended in the book of Genesis 1:26. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tomorrow is day three, the final day, 12 a.m., securing your word for manifestation. I'm sure that God is going to bring his word again and again to open us up to the importance of abiding in him, to securing our word for manifestation. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow again, same time, 12 a.m. It is my prayer that you continually encounter Akirishuri, Jesus, the good to our God, in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. The teaching of tonight was done in two parts because I lost connection at some point. So this is part two. The part one is there also. Praise be the name of the Lord. So listen to part one and continue with this part two so that you have an understanding of where the conversation started from this morning. God bless you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Amen and amen and amen.